This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The vote in the Spanish region of Catalonia this weekend was pretty clear. 90% of the nearly 2.5 million ballots cast were in favor of independence. Not at all clear, though, is what happens next. The central government in Madrid is opposed, violently so, to Catalonian independence, a position that seems to be as much economic as it is constitutional. We got our European bureau chief, Stephen Beard, on the line to get a little context here. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
Give me the, the economic once-over on Catalonia, would you?
Well, this is an integral part of Spain, which we should remind ourselves is the 14th largest economy in the world and the fourth largest in the EU after Britain leaves. It is one of the richest regions in Spain. It's a big net contributor to the central government's budget. It accounts for almost 20% of the Spanish economy. It has the country's business capital within its territory, mm-hmm. Barcelona. The whole country of Spain would struggle to hold itself together if Catalonia separated.
So we know then why the Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy was so intent on keeping it. What inside Catalonia drives the independence movement then?
There's a very strong cultural element here, and there has been for years. I mean, Catalans have their own language, their own culture. But in recent years, economics is undoubtedly a very important driver of this move. Many Catalans blame the central government in Madrid for exposing the country to the 2008 financial crisis, for not restraining the real estate boom that preceded it, even though they make a big net contribution to the central government's budget, they feel that they suffered disproportionately in the austerity in the public spending cuts that followed.
Right. Can't help but notice that the euro is down here this morning against the dollar. Take a step back for me, would you, and give me the European Union-wide picture on this thing?
This is a horrible and difficult issue for the EU. I mean, various EU leaders have come out today and condemned the police violence and brutality. But the general reaction has been this is an internal matter for Spain. We don't want to get involved. The EU hates this, of course. Mm. Separation and secession within a member state is very bad news for a bloc that is striving to hold itself together and is currently doing its utmost to punish Britain for daring to break away from the EU. But I mean, at a practical level, there are a number of different regions across Europe, yeah. in Italy, in Belgium, that might, if Catalonia separated, be tempted to try the same thing.
Never a dull moment in the European Union. Quickly, Stephen, what's next? Where do we go from here?
Well, the Catalan leader says he's going to put the referendum result to the Catalan parliament and let it decide what happens next. It's difficult to say what is going to happen next in this very volatile and febrile atmosphere. But the Catalan parliament, some suggest, will call for independence, will declare independence later this week. However, we should say, according to the last opinion poll on this subject, most Catalans, by a margin of about 8 or 9%, yeah. were actually against independence. So who knows? I mean, it's a very – given the bloodletting on Sunday, maybe that will sway more people into the independence camp.
There is a general strike called for tomorrow, right, in Catalonia?
There is, yes. Yeah. I mean, more than 40 labor unions have called for a region-wide general strike. So whatever happens, Catalonia – and Spain are in for a period of considerable turmoil.
Stephen Beard in London for us. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.